Chapter 6, Section 6.17. David Herbert Lawrence. Exercise 1. Listen to a lecture about D.H. Lawrence's life and works and complete the text.
David Herbert Lawrence was born in Eastwood, a mining village in Nottinghamshire, in 1885. His father was a miner and worked in a coal pit throughout his life. He was a handsome man and an excellent dancer. His enormous vitality had attracted a woman of a higher class, Lydia Beardsall, who had been a schoolteacher. The happiness of their marriage, however, was short-lived. Dissatisfied with her husband, who had turned into a heavy drinker, Lydia spent the rest of her life encouraging her children to advance beyond their restrictive mining environment. David, in fact, escaped the miner's destiny through education and poor physical health. He studied hard to become a teacher and was accepted by Nottingham University College, where he gained his teacher's certificate in 1908. By that time, he had begun writing poetry and what would become The White Peacock, his first novel, published in 1911. When his brother Ernest died, David became the centre of his mother's emotional life. The story of their mutual love is told in the autobiographical novel Sons and Lovers, 1913. In 1908, he started teaching in a suburb of London and experienced life in the metropolis. A crucial year for Lawrence was 1910, because his mother died. He continued teaching until 1912, when a bad attack of pneumonia served as a warning that he should give up his job. In the same year, he met and fell in love with Frieda von Richthofen-Wieckli, the German wife of a French professor at Nottingham University. They eloped to Germany and Italy and married in 1914. But World War I put their English-German marriage under some stress. Nevertheless, Lawrence was prolific in this period, writing poems, publishing The Rainbow, 1915, and working on Women in Love, 1920. He spent the 1920s travelling throughout the world with his wife, Italy, Australia, where he set Kangaroo, 1923, Mexico, where he wrote The Plumed Serpent, 1926, and the south of France, where he died of tuberculosis in 1930. A few novels by D.H. Lawrence were banned by the censors, such as The Rainbow, Women in Love, which was in some ways a sequel to The Rainbow, written in 1916, published in the USA in 1920, and in Great Britain in 1921, and Lady Chatterley's Lover, written in 1928, but acquitted on the charge of obscenity and finally published, unabridged, both in Great Britain and in the USA, only in the 1960s.